is a story about a boy called Peter and the wolf. Peter lives with his grandfather in a cottage surrounded by a high stone wall. Outside the wall, there is a tall tree, a big green meadow with a pond, and in the far distance lies a dark forest, from where occasionally a wolf comes out in search of prey. There are other characters in this tale. Each one is represented by a different motif, and in the orchestra is played by a different instrument, like this. The bird by the flute. The duck by the oboe. The cat by the clarinet. The grandfather by the bassoon. The wolf by three horns. Peter by the strings of the orchestra. The rifle shots by the kettle drum and the big drum. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet," chirped the bird gaily. A duck came waddling around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. ¶¶ seen the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to her, and shrugged his shoulders. What kind of bird are you if you can't fly? Said he. To this, the duck replied, What kind of bird are you if you can't swim? And dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. The cat thought, the bird is busy arguing, I'll just grab him. Stealthily she crept towards him on her velvet paws. Shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. The duck quacked angrily at the cat from the middle of the pond. And thought, is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away. Grandpapa came out. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow. It is a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do? Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys such as he are not afraid of wolves. But Grandfather took Peter by the hand, led him home, and locked the gate. Had Peter gone, then a big gray wolf did come out of the forest. In a twinkling, the cat climbed up the tree. The duck quacked, and in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer, nearer, catching up with her, and then he got her. And with one gulp, swallowed her. And now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch. The bird on another. Not too close to the cat. And the wolf walked round and round the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes. time, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, took a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was walking stretched out over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you." The bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. The wolf, how he wanted to catch him. But the bird was cleverer, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso, and carefully letting it down, caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. But Peter tied the other end of the rope to the tree. And the wolf's jumping only made the rope round his tail tighter. Then, the hunters came out of the woods. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they went. Thank you. Peter, sitting in the tree, said, "Don't shoot. Birdie and I have already caught the wolf. Now help us take him to the zoo." And there, imagine the triumphant procession. Peter at the head. After him, the hunters leading the wolf. And winding up the procession came Grandfather and the cat. Grandfather tossed his head discontentedly. "Well," he said, "and if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, what then?" Above them flew Birdie, chirping merrily. "My, what fine ones we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught." And if one would listen very carefully, one could hear the duck quacking in the wolf's belly, because the wolf, in his hurry, has swallowed her alive.